Good evening, everyone. This is Larry Phillips. I'm sitting here with Mark and Rosette. And we're going to sing three psalms for you. We're going to sing two before I do the devotional, and then we're going to sing the final one at the end of the devotional. So, the first one that we're going to sing, I got to move this computer over. First one we're going to sing is 37. Thirty-seven B.
Rest in the Lord.
Rest in the Lord, wait patiently, but not for anyone who prospers in his wicked way, and pleading seems begun. Cease being thou thy anger, sir, with thou of wrath and end. Let no thyself for fretting to evil do.
For evil
doers
soon shall cut off no more to stand, but those who wait upon the Lord inherit shall the land. For yet a little while, the wicked shall not be. His place thou shalt consider, but him thou shalt not see. Thou meek and humble of them, inheritors shall be. And they shall in thee life themselves in full prosperity. Thou wicked plots against the just, and grinds his teeth in wrath. Because he sees his day will come, the Lord at him shall laugh. The wicked men have drawn the swords, and bent their bows to slay, to cast the needy down, and give them in of upright way. But yet the sword which they have drawn shall enter their own heart. Their bows which they are bending shall in broken pieces part.
Okay, the next one is across the page. Thirty-seven C.
The little that the righteous has is more and better far than great abundance many have who wholly wicked are. For wicked arms shall broken be, the whip the justice stains. The Lord knows days of perfect men, their heritage remains. They shall not be ashamed when they the time of evil see. And when the days of famine come, they satisfied shall be. But wicked men, Jehovah's foes, like meadows flowers are they. And they shall vanish as the smoke, they all shall fade away. the wicked borrows back his debt, he never does repay. Whereas the righteous gracious is and freely gives away. For those who had been blessed by him inherit shall the land, and those who have been cursed by him cut off shall no more stand.
Well, we'll sing the last one here after I finish the devotional time. Tonight, I'm going to talk about people's beliefs, how they come to believe what they come to believe. You know, there's a lot of distorted history. You know, about not only about the New Testament church and how it ended up going into idolatry in Rome and Constantine, and then how the Roman Catholic Church began to take hold, and then the Reformation, and then the fact that a lot of the Anabaptist groups refused to participate in it, including the Albigenses, the Lollards, the Paulicians, the Albigenses, many of those refused to participate in it. And then we have the ushering in of what is called the time of enlightenment. Education began to take off, and then we have John Wesley coming over here to the United States and starting this great revival movement based upon the free will of man. And then we have the Dewey educational system coming in, and John Dewey, and the propagation of secular education in the minds of our children. And look at where we are today. We have 28 Jesuit universities. Georgetown University controls the policies, foreign policies of the United States, and much of its domestic policy. We have Loyola, who started the Jesuit enclave, and it was brought into fruition to combat the Reformation. And then there was a time when England had a royal declaration that they had to take a solemn oath. Their leaders, their kings, their queens had to take a solemn oath that they would protect the nation against false religion, and specifically the Roman Catholic Church. But now we've got King Charles, Pope Paul, Pope Francis giving King Charles a thumbs up on his climate change and his Great Reset, and going along with the Green Movement, going on along with digital cashless society, going on with along with artificial intelligence and so on. And we know that Copernicus brought about a big lie for promoting and propagating this globe that we're supposedly living on. It's going through space at 60,000 miles an hour, and at the equator at 1,000 miles an hour. And all the reformers came against Copernicus and his teachings, as well as came against the papacy. But now we have these all lining up, coming under one umbrella. The climate change movement, the World Health Organization, the international bankers and digital currency, the artificial intelligence international corporations all lined together to take control over the world. And they've done a pretty good job of it, but only by the absolute sovereign decree of God, who's already told us that it was going to happen, and also he tells us that Babylon is going to fall. So that's what I wanted to just talk about a little bit about. The last psalm we're going to sing is 27C, I believe. 27A. 27A. By the way, we are back up on YouTube for those who watch our videos on YouTube. I don't know how long we'll be on there, but we'll see what happens. 27A. Okay, go ahead.
The Lord's my light and Savior. He shall make me dismay. My life's strength is the Lord, of whom I shall be afraid. For when my enemies and those wicked persons all against me rose to eat my flesh, they stumbled and did fall. Against me, oh, a host in camp, my heart yet fearless is. No war against me rise, but will be called against him. One thing I have the Lord desire, and will seek to obtain, that all days of my life I may within God's house remain. That the beauty of the Lord behold may and admire, and that I in his holy place may reverently inquire.
May the good Lord be with you tonight. It's my prayer. God bless.